This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Rowan, who's going to be talking to us about the art scene in Melbourne. So now we've got Rowan on the phone. So let me just... Now, Rowan, are you there?
I'm here. I'm live from the Mornington Peninsula.
That's good to hear. Welcome to Sunday Arts, all the way from Mornington Peninsula.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back here. It's been strange being in isolation, but look, it's also been quite fun as well, sort of looking at some new things that are happening online, you know, because everything's basically shut down in the arts world at the moment. So everything's moved online. So it's actually quite exciting to see what's actually happening. And I've just before I came on, I heard Dolly Diamond and Kerry, which, you know, is part of their twice weekly online series.
Yep.
It's also part of the Victoria Together program, which Victorian government launched this week. So yeah, there's quite a lot of things to keep people amused.
It's great that the state government is supporting a local talent, because when I first heard about the Dolly show on Joy TV, I thought that the artists would have all been performing just for free, but the government is actually paying the performers to perform, and likewise with all the rock artists that's going to be on it as well, which is wonderful news. And people like James Rain and Birds of Tokyo Diesel are all going to be on that. So
the Victorian government has actually been, and especially through Creative Victoria and the Minister for Creative Arts, Martin Foley, this week launched the Sustaining Creative Victorians program. So those artists who have lost work or opportunities due to the coronavirus can apply for funding to keep developing their artistic practice or upgrade their skills. So that opened this week. It's a rolling program, so we're going to see, I think, some very great work come out of this time, because, you know, there's having a look across the whole digital spectrum, there is, the artists are not sitting on their hands, but they're out there actually trying to make work.
Absolutely.
To keep themselves busy. So, and it's been great. So the Victoria Together Victoria program's great. You know, all the Queen's Men are doing their Sunday digital dance program, you know, for the seniors, which is on later today, which runs every fortnight. You know, regional areas such as the Geelong Arts Centre have got programs on. And again, Dolly Diamond was performing down at Geelong this week on Friday night. And, you know, over the next few weeks, we're going to see Amanda Harrison, who is one of Australia's leading musical theatre performers, performing. Taylor Henderson's going to be on. Bert Labonte and Rob Tripolino are also going to be performing as well. So, and Jessie Lloyd is going to be doing her Mission Songs project so every Friday night. Geelong Arts Centre has got this terrific program. But, you know, one of the other things this week, Netflix, if we're allowed to say that, released their new TV series called Hollywood. And, you know, if anyone has loved that whole period of the golden era of Hollywood.
It looks,
you know,
amazing. It looks so good. I can't wait to see it.
Well, I binged on it yesterday.
Right, okay.
And watched all the first season. And look, Ryan Murphy.
He's a genius. And if you don't know him, he did American Horror Stories. He did Glee. You know, there is so much that he's doing. And he did the Versace miniseries as well.
You know, we've got a great cast. And look, it's a cross between fiction and faction.
Yep.
And so he's calling it a faction drama. So there are some key figures who do appear in the storyline, such as Rock Hudson and his agent Henry Wilson. But whether the storyline is actually correct, well, that's up for the audience to decide. It's got a fantastic cast. Darren Criss, who people also know from Versace and Glee, is one of the leading men. Patti LuPone makes a terrific film studio boss in it, and she's always got a martini in her hand, and it's absolutely hilarious. And Australian Samara Weaving is actually in one of the lead roles as well, and you know, the daughter of Simon Weaving, who was one of Australia's top filmmakers. So there is that Australian connection with Hollywood.
But back in Melbourne, the Athenaeum are doing a classical music series, which is, I'm really impressed with some of the performances they're doing. And it's actually a paid series that you actually pay, I think it's $10 a screen. So again, it's helping people within the classical music realm to have a bit of money and performance time as well on the stage at the Athenaeum, which is I'm really impressed with what I'm seeing and hearing about that.
Yeah, oh, look, it's a terrific program, and you know, and across the board. So we've got to commend the management at the Athenaeum for actually getting behind and supporting this, because it's not just the musical theatre section. You know, all sections of the arts have taken a hit due to the virus. And look, we're not going to see, unfortunately, we're not going to see the venues open anytime soon. I was just hearing from John Frost earlier today saying that it could be 2021 before we see a major musical back on the stages here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Which is really, really sad, considering that, you know, because it takes many, many months to actually get a big musical production up onto the stage. Yeah. So,
but then you're like, and but then there's people like Lucy Durack, who you know, like, is missing out on a lot of work because she goes from one musical to another. She's actually doing online singing lessons with people.
And, well, that's right, and her husband Chris is also doing dance as well. So they've been quite creative in keeping themselves busy during this period. And, of course, and yeah, they have to do that to actually, you know, earn a living out of during this time.
Yeah.
And so, look, it's quite exciting. So, look, I do hope people can go check out what is happening online and do support the artist where you can.
Yeah, and all you've got to do is just go into your social media, and so many of them are popping up, which is fabulous. Or any local artist that you like, just check out, just Google their name, and I'm sure a performance will be coming up that they'll be doing online, which is wonderful. And I also believe that Mimo Music next weekend is doing a special Mother's Day show with a lot of the really well-known female, Lucy Durack again, is part of it.
And Rhonda Birchmore, and I believe Sylvie Palladino is also performing.
Yep.
So we have a top lineup of performers coming live from our Mimo Music Hall. So last night they had Renee Geyer doing a live performance. So look, it's exciting what how people are being creative.
Yeah, absolutely.
In trying to get content on to actually keep us busy. Tonight, Opera Australia launches Opera Australia TV, so you'll be able to see a lot of works that that have been performed on stage, and a lot of historical stuff that also happens with the opera. So you might see some early clips of Dame Sutherland. You might see some of the works from Opera on the Harbour and performances that didn't quite make it onto the stage here in Melbourne due to the virus, which did get a run in Sydney. So, look, there's a lot actually happening out there, so I do hope people the time.
Fantastic. Rowan, thanks so much. We always appreciate your input into our show every second week. Now,
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And I don't know if you're aware that Neil has chosen the classic CD of the week, well, album of the week this week, and he's chosen, dear me.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.